You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. We're reading the Bible as a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our relationship with God. How's that been going for you lately? If you've been listening to the podcast for a little while now, what have you heard from God as we've read his word? Maybe it's something I've said as a takeaway at the end of an episode. Maybe it's something else that you heard as we've been reading this together. What is God leading you to? What is God leading you through? How are you seeing him walk with you through this? What is he inviting you to? And have you said yes to it? Little things. Life is just made of all these little decisions, little opportunities, and invitations to say yes to God. How's it been going? Have you said yes to some scary things? Have you seen him respond? Have you seen him take care of you, be faithful? Even when we're not faithful, we're going to see some of that in our reading here today, what that looks like. For the past few episodes, we've read about God's wilderness to-do list, how he's doing the long, slow work of transforming slaves into sons. He's creating a nation that's set apart and points other nations to himself. He's making a nation that trusts him. A nation that he can show off in, to show off his glory and draw people closer to himself. And this process is true of God's people today. God leads us through the, quote, wilderness, a wilderness season, to do similar work in our own lives, and we come out better for it. God has his to-do list, and he spent several chapters with Moses on the mountain explaining these things to him the past several episodes here on the podcast. And through this time, you recognize Moses was with God for weeks, right? Do you wonder what was going on in the minds of the people down below? Like literally week after week, while Moses is up on the top of the mountain, there's just a cloud of God's presence just kind of enshrouding the mountain. You can't see up through it. It just looks like a big dark cloud. Week after week, wondering like, what is up? Is Moses dead? Like, when's he coming back? I thought it was just going to be maybe a day, a couple days, maybe a week. And now it's a couple weeks and now it's more weeks. Like, what is going on? Is he coming back? Is God stuck? Like, did God leave? And what is going on? And this is where we realize that we have our own to-do list in the wilderness. And it starts with what not to do. Let's read together in Exodus 32 through 34. When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the golden rings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them to me." All the people took off the golden rings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. He received what they handed him, fashioned it with an engraving tool, and he made a molded calf. Then they said, "These are your gods, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to Yahweh." And they rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now, Yahweh said to Moses, "Go get down, for your people who you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They've turned away quickly out of the way which I commanded them, and they've made themselves a molded calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" Yahweh said to Moses, "I've seen these people, and they are a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, leave me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, that I may consume them, and I'll make of you a great nation. And Moses begged Yahweh, his God, and said, Yahweh, why does your wrath burn hot against your people that you've brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians talk, saying, he brought them out for evil to kill him in the mountains and to consume them from the surface of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath and turn away from this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the sky, and all this land that I've spoken of I'll give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever. So Yahweh turned away from the evil which he said he would do to his people. Okay, let's pause here. Some people will point to this passage in the Old Testament and claim that God was a fickle, indecisive, wrathful God. Is that true of the heart of God? Or perhaps was he testing Moses' heart to see if Moses would be an advocate for the people, regardless of how faithful or unfaithful they were? Does Moses remember God's promises? Moses would need to grow in his strength as an advocate for God's people. This would not be the last time God's people were unfaithful and difficult. Moses would need to be in the position. He would need to continue to be in the position to pray on their behalf. So for us, what difficult people do you need to pray for more? What's that person that comes to mind now, the difficult person that maybe you should pray for more? Have you prayed for them yet? Advocate for them, even when they forget about God. Even when they're unfaithful to God or you, pray for their hope and their future, even if they drive you crazy and seem to keep messing up. That's not the thinking out loud thought for today, but just the thinking out loud thought for now. Let's keep going in this chapter. Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, tablets that were written on both their sides. They were written on one side and on the other. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There's noise of war in the camp." He said, it isn't the voice of those who shout for victory. It's not the voice of those who cry for being overcome, but the noise of those who sing that I hear. As soon as he came near to the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. Then Moses' anger grew hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them beneath the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made, burned it with fire, ground it to powder, and scattered it on the water and made the children of Israel drink it. Moses said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you've brought a great sin on them?" Aaron said, "Don't let the anger of my Lord grow hot. You know the people, that they're set on evil. For they said to me, 'Make us gods which shall go before us.' And as for this man Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. And I said to them, 'Whoever has gold, let them take it off.' So they gave it to me, and I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf." When Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them lose control, causing derision among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Whoever's on Yahweh's side, come to me." All the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. He said to them, "Yahweh, the God of Israel, says every man put his sword on his thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate throughout the camp, and every man kill his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor." The sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. About 3,000 men fell of the people that day. Moses said, "Consecrate yourself today to Yahweh, for every man was against his son and against his brother, that he may give you a blessing today." On the next day, Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin. Now I will go up to Yahweh, and perhaps I'll make an atonement for your sin." Moses returned to Yahweh and said, "This people have sinned a great sin and have made themselves gods of gold. Yet now, if you will, forgive their sin. And if not, please blot me out of your book which you've written." Yahweh said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. Now go, lead the people to the place of which I've spoken you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I punish, I will punish them for their sin. Yahweh struck the people because of what they did with the calf which Aaron made. Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Depart, go up from here. You and the people that you have brought up out of the land of Egypt to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, 'I'll give it to your offspring.' I'll send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, for you're a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you along the way." When the people heard this evil news, they mourned, and no one put on his jewelry. Yahweh had said to Moses, "Tell the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go up among you for one moment, I would consume you. Therefore now take off your jewelry from you, that I may know what to do to you." The children of Israel stripped themselves of their jewelry from Mount Horeb onward. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far away from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. Everyone who sought Yahweh went to the tent meeting, which was outside the camp. When Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose up and stood, everyone at their tent door, and watched Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered into the tent, the pillar of cloud descended, stood at the door of the tent, and Yahweh spoke with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the door of the tent, and all the people rose up and worshipped, everyone at their tent door. Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to a friend. He turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, didn't depart from the tent. Moses said to Yahweh, "Behold, you tell me, 'Bring up this people,' and you haven't let me know whom you'll send with me. Yet you've said, 'I know you by name,' and you've also found favor in my sight. So now, therefore, if I've found favor in your sight, please show me your way now that I may know you, that I may find favor in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest." Moses said to him, "If your presence doesn't go with me, don't carry us up from here. For how would people know that I've found favor in your sight, I and your people? Isn't it that you go with us so that we're separated, I and your people, from all the people who are on the surface of the earth?" Yahweh said to Moses, "I'll do this thing also that you've spoken, for you've found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please, show me your glory." He said, "I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim Yahweh's name before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." He said, "You cannot see my face, for man may not see me and live." Yahweh also said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. It will happen while my glory passes by that I will put you in a cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand until I've passed by. And then I'll take away my hand and you'll see my back, but my face shall not be seen." Yahweh said to Moses, "Chisel 2 stone tablets like the first. I'll write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by the morning and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. No one shall come up with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Don't let the flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain." He chiseled 2 tablets of stone like the first. Then Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand 2 stone tablets. Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed Yahweh's name. Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, "Yahweh, Yahweh, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and disobedience and sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the children's children, on the third and on the fourth generation." Moses hurried and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. He said, "If now I found favor in your sight, Lord, please let the Lord go among us, even though this is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us for your inheritance." He said, "Behold, I'll make a covenant. Before all your people, I'll do marvels such as have not been worked in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of Yahweh. For it's an awesome thing that I do with you. observe that which I command you today. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Be careful, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you're going, lest it be a snare among you. But you shall break down their altars, and dash in pieces their pillars, and you shall cut down their Asherah poles, for you shall worship no other god. For Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous god. Don't make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, lest they play the prostitute after their gods, and sacrifice to their gods, and one call you, and you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters to your sons, and their daughters play the prostitute after their gods, and make your sons play prostitute after their gods. You shall make no cast idols for yourself. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you came out of Egypt. All that opens the womb is mine, and all your livestock that's male, the firstborn of cow and sheep, you shall redeem the firstborn of a donkey with a lamb. If you'll not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. You shall redeem all the firstborn of your sons. No one shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. You shall observe the feast of weeks with the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of harvest at the year's end. 3 times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord Yahweh, the God of Israel. For I'll drive out nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land when you go up to appear before Yahweh, your God, 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. The sacrifice of the feast of the Passover shall not be left to the morning. You shall bring in the first of the firstfruits of your ground to the house of Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Yahweh said to Moses, write these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. He was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. He wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the covenant in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, Moses didn't know that the skin of his face shone by reason of his speaking with him. When Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them all the commandments that Yahweh had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses was done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out, and he came out and spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. The children of Israel saw Moses' face, that the skin of Moses' face shone, so Moses put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. God has his to-do list in the wilderness, what he hopes to accomplish in our lives and in our hearts, drawing us closer to him, setting us apart to be his nation, to be his people in the world, so people can see us and see his work and his power in our lives. We have our own wilderness to-do list when we're wandering around between what used to be and what is not yet. We find ourselves in the wilderness with a to-do list. What we saw today is we need to wait faithfully, even when we don't see God move for weeks or longer. Wait faithfully. Don't forget who it was that brought us here. Wait faithfully for him. Advocate for others. We may be in a position of Moses, where we find that in our wilderness time, we may need to pray for others who have left God, who've left him behind, who are unfaithful, who have forgotten the goodness and the faithfulness of God, or maybe have not experienced it that they know of. How do we advocate for them? How do we pray for them, even if they're difficult people? Also, we may need to repent of our own unfaithfulness. Not that every wilderness is because of a sin, and that's not why the children of God were in the wilderness at all, but it's a good time to take and look and repent of our own unfaithfulness when we've tried to go about things our own way and our own understanding. And finally, in the wilderness, let's seek God's face. I love Moses in the tent of meeting. where he just spoke to God like one speaks to a friend. I love Joshua, where it said that even after Moses was in the tent of meeting and called it a night and went home, Joshua stayed and spent time with God. I love Moses just asking God, say, hey, I don't want to go anywhere that you're not going. Will you go? And I'll just follow you. I'll go where you go. I don't want to go ahead of you. I want you to go ahead and I will do my best to follow. I love when Moses said, can I see your face? Can I just see what you look like? And of course, God had this beautiful moment of, well, not fully, but you know what? Here's what we can do. Have you asked God to just show himself to you in your life? What does that look like? Just ask and allow him to show you how he will reveal himself in your life. Seek God's face in the wilderness seasons. That is the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominy. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.